Welcome to the Hoosier Ag Today Wednesday podcast. I'm Andy Eubank on the 9th of July, 2025. Thanks for joining us for Indiana Farm News, Markets, and Weather. Eric Pfeiffer and C.J. Miller have the news today, including a visit to the Milk House near Fort Wayne and a look at the growth of ag biologicals and how Indiana is playing a role. The HAT podcast is made possible by First Farmers Bank and Trust, proudly serving local farms, families, and agribusiness for 140 years. Visit them online, ffbt.com, to learn more. HAT Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin is here. The Indiana Farm Forecast includes a possibly quiet weather day today, but some storms are possible. And the Wednesday corn and bean markets again liquidated yesterday while wheat was steady. Arlen Suderman checks in with analysis on the HAT Wednesday podcast.
At First Farmers, we know that farming takes grit. From unpredictable weather to market fluctuations, our farmers face challenges. Since 1885, we've watched them weather those challenges without fail. That's why we're proud to help power farmers with financial products, services, and expertise built around the seasonal nature of agriculture that lets them continue powering our local communities. Is it time to expand your operation? Visit us at ffbt.com or stop by a local branch to get started. First Farmers Bank and Trust, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
The Hoppert Institute for Agricultural Studies at Huntington University is proud to support the NETCAP annual conference on August 6th at New Hope Christian Church in Whitestown, hosted by AgriStewards. NETCAP is the network of Christian agricultural professionals, and they invite farmers and those in agribusiness and ag industry to come and learn about ministry opportunities and spreading the gospel through increased food production. There will be multiple learning sessions along with a time to interact and network with other ag professionals. Additionally, Huntington University faculty and staff will be present so you can learn more about their recently launched master's degree and certificate in international agriculture. For information and to register, visit agristewards.org/events. That's agristewards.org/events. For the NETCAP annual conference, August 6th at New Hope Christian Church, Whitestown.
Go visit the milkman at the Milk House near Fort Wayne and putting farmers at the heart of innovation. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Hoosier Ag Today. If you're in Northeast Indiana or plan to visit soon, you need to check out the Kienert Milk House just northwest of Fort Wayne. C.J. Miller shares their agritourism story.
We start about 5 o'clock in the morning milking cows every morning.
And that's Andrew Kienert, a fifth-generation Indiana dairy farmer and manager of the new Kienert Milk House, which is right off of U.S. 33 on Cook Road in Fort Wayne.
We'll be able to take our milk from our cows that we make and be able to run that milk over to our processing facility has always been a dream of all of ours.
And that dream became a reality in February last year when the Milk House opened its doors to the public.
The feel the people that come in and tell us that, hey, my kids love drinking milk now because you guys make milk.
You can buy fresh milk, butter, and cheese curds. Plus, the folks at the Utter Up Cafe will whip up something to satisfy your sweet tooth. Their milkshakes and ice cream are all made from their 300 cows on their nearby farm.
We make the milk from our happy cows, and then we take that and we put it in the glass bottles, and we put it in different flavors, and then it's directly from us to the person that buys the milk.
Andrew says they have 9 different milk flavors to choose from, including banana, cotton candy, and orange cream.
Here this summer, I'm really trying to get a blueberry milk coming out, so we're in the development of that.
Andrew adds that they're looking to expand their product line even further.
But I really want to get into some good Parmesans and some other kind of cheeses that are more like a pressed cheese, more like a conventional cheese.
Read more about the new Kienert Milk House in Fort Wayne at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm C.J. Miller.
The market for ag biologicals is projected to grow significantly, making the leap from an $11 billion market in 2024 to $16.8 billion in 2030, that according to Grandview Research. One Indiana company has recently created a strategic alliance that will drive biological innovation at every stage of the crop nutrition cycle.
I like to think of biologicals as probiotics for the soil. Most people are familiar with probiotics for our bodies and our gut and our nutrition. It's the same thing for the soil. We need to nourish the soil, which can then in turn nourish the plant.
That's Dr. Tanya Soul, Vice President of Microbiology at BW Fusion, based in Fort Wayne. She's the guest on the latest episode of the Ag Bioscience Podcast from Agrinovis, Indiana, I was fortunate enough to guest host. Soul says biologicals create an environment in the soil that changes and improves the physical and chemical properties.
So we're nourishing the native microbial environment by giving them other microorganisms that can enhance the soil environment. And it's really more of a long-term effect, although we do see some pretty quick results even so, is that the soil environment is now become amended and more healthy to sustain a plant.
Soul adds that farmers are at the heart of what they do at BW Fusion, and they're very involved in the innovation process.
Many of our employees are farmers. The early days, we were able to establish relationships with farmers by really working and as a partnership with them. And it's two-way again, right? So we have such close relationships with so many farmers in different geographies and different challenges that we could get that feedback through our relationships in our employees and our dealer network. And those trickle into the laboratory, into the agronomy team, into the laboratory, into the science and the innovation side. And then we're able to really think about how we can help.
Hear more from Soul in the Ag Bioscience podcast. It's part of the Hoosier Ag Today podcast network in the free HAT mobile app and at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's farm network.
At Farm Credit Mid-America, we do more than lend. We lift up our rural communities that we serve, too. From our day-to-day business of supporting farmers to our community investment efforts and scholarships for students, we help local rural communities find their next level. Visit fcma.com/community to learn more about our commitment to communities. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal opportunity lender.
Hey, farmers need equipment? Check out Purple Wave Auction every other Wednesday. They're running ag auctions where everything sells, no reserve, no games. What I love is how they let you talk directly with sellers. Got questions about that tractor? Just ask. That's the kind of hometown service you want. But here's the kicker. Your equipment gets seen by buyers across the entire country. Whether you're buying or selling, jump into Purple Wave's auction rhythm at purplewave.com. Purple Wave Auction. Sold means sold.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast. Not much happening here today. However, I can't say nothing happening because we do have the remains of an old boundary, a weather system that broke down to our west and north last night. We have that remains trying to come through, and I think it can trigger a hit and miss, a scattered shower or a thunderstorm here or there. The thunderstorms are most likely in northwest Indiana this morning. Hit and miss, scattered shower may be popping up later this afternoon into this evening. So keep an eye out. Either way, it's going to be more humid, and the humidity continues to build as we move it through tomorrow. No threat of precipitation for Thursday at this point. We're just sunny, very warm, very humid. And Friday fits into that category roughly the same way, although we're watching our next weather system really start to get going to the west on Friday afternoon. It moves in through the overnight Friday night and then Saturday. Rain and thunderstorms likely to hit 90% of Indiana, giving rain totals of a quarter to three quarters of an inch, but that's all Saturday. Once we get to midnight, I think we see everything away to the east and south. Sunday turns out pretty doggone nice. A little bit less humidity and some decent sunshine. Going into next week, we are unsettled through a large part of the week. Monday through Friday, we have chances of showers and thunderstorms almost every day. Not everybody sees the chance every day, but everybody over the course of the week has at least two good threats of moisture. Right now, I'm going to pencil in that Monday through Friday time frame probably a half to 1 inch of precipitation for about 80% of the state. And then we go completely dry behind that for the weekend of the 19th, 20th. And I think we can stay mostly dry into the start of the following week before our instability comes roaring back. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Another sell-off. This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Andy Eubank with the Tuesday Farm Market Review. Make it 2 days in a row of liquidation in the grains and oilseeds. The update is brought to you by Purple Wave Auction, where farm equipment finds new life. No reserve online auctions with the local touch you trust and the national reach you need. PurpleWave.com. Sold means sold. Final numbers coming up. We'll begin with thoughts from Arlen Suderman of StoneX. I checked in with him at the end of the session. On Monday, a steep sell-off in the grains and oil seeds and more liquidation, Arlen, on Tuesday. So no turnaround. Corn and beans especially weak. the wheat market about flat, but we've got a lot of pressure, and it seems that weather is certainly playing a role, as we got a very positive update on the corn and soybean conditions on Monday.
Yeah, and we talked about this last week, how the 4th of July holiday weekend can be a very pivotal time for the corn and soybean markets. Traders come back from their holiday vacation, they look at the 15-day weather models, and if they're hot and dry for the Midwest, they aggressively start to add risk premium to prices. On the other hand, if they show mild temperatures and periodic rain opportunities, then they tend to short the markets, believing that that means that we're going to have good pollination and good yield potential, probably, in their opinion, above trend yield potential. And so that's what they did this year once again, is they traded that. They came back on Sunday night, and the yield models were, in their opinion, very favorable. And so they started shorting the market. A little bit of disappointment that President Trump didn't have any big announcement for farmers at his appearance on Thursday evening in Iowa, like expectations are kind of built into the market. But overall, it's all about supply right now, which the trade is assuming will be big. So they're trying to find a price that will create some fresh demand to take care of that new supply.
Some would say that that lack of announcement from Iowa by the president last week was a major factor in the sell-off on Monday. You're not necessarily in that camp. 100% anyway?
Well, it would be easy to make that argument on any other day of the year, but it's so common for these markets to have a big sell-off the day after the 4th of July holiday when the weather forecast models are favorable. That is so common. So that's going to be my default reason for a sell-off anytime the day after a 4th of July holiday.
Take a longer look at the weather way out there. Does this crop continue to have a good year for development, at least in those areas where it has been good?
Yeah, talk about the 15-day outlook. When you look at the extended models that go the 16 to 45 day, they continue to show significant risks of hot, dry weather, which could be detrimental to yields. But they've shown that for the last 3 months, and they keep just don't ever move forward and verify in the 15-day forecast. And so traders are getting tired of looking at it. They just lost confidence in those extended forecasts. The risk is there, and it's probably a higher risk than normal this year that might eventually happen. So you have to respect that possibility. But if it doesn't happen, if we go on through the month of August with these mild temperatures and still periodic rains, we could be looking at a very big crop.
Arlen Suderman, Market Analysis. Final numbers now from Tuesday trade. September corn, a nickel and a half down and going below $4, ending at $3.98. December, 4.14 and a quarter, 6.5 lower. March, 6.5 lower, 4.30 and three quarters. August beans, 10.21 and a quarter, down a dime and a quarter. September, a nickel lower, 10.08 and a half. November contract, 10.17 and a half, down 3.25. September wheat, 5.47 and three quarters, down 3/4. August live cattle, strong, up $4.07 to $2.19.97. July lean hogs, up 2 at $106.97. The August, down 32 cents. I'm Andy Eubank with the Tuesday Market Review. This is Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's leading farm network.